creativity and ideas of others. You have endured soulless, manufactured music, the result of a nation sponsored by fast food. But the time has come to stand up and take back your ability to choose what you want and experience the music they don't want you to hear. If you are hearing this transmission, welcome to the revolution. Welcome to Not For Air Underground Radio.
We'll be right back. is not for radio.
Justin Jordan.
What don't you fucking understand?
That is a fucking asshole.
Not for air. Underground Radio.
Who, me? I'm an asshole? Yeah, I'm an asshole. The asshole's back, too. Yes. Oh, man, we're just swinging out of the fucking park, aren't we? Just fucking right out the gate, swinging hard as we can, hitting for the fences, man. Oh, yeah. So, why did I play two in a row of the Misfits? The Danzig era Misfits at that. Why? Why did I do that? I'll tell you why I did that. Because something happened. It's going to happen. Hopefully. You know, because these things have went sour before. But something has happened that in my lifetime, I never, ever thought would fucking happen. Ever. Because for 15 years, since I really got into the band, and I met my buddy Boots, and Matt and everybody, we were talking mad shit about the Misfits. Now, let's be clear. I love the Misfits. I saw Jerry Only's Misfits twice. I met everybody but Robo, Graves, and Danzig himself. I met Doyle, I met Jerry, I met Chud, I met a bunch, I met Dez, you know, from Black Flag. So, you know. And, you know, I met them and stuff at conventions and a couple times down to West Palm. So, anyway. Yeah, big fan. Jerry's stuff now, singing and everything and playing too fast and his bass not having pickups changed in a while, it's jokeable, but it is what it is. It's still the Misfits. Cool. And that's what we had left. And I'm like, oh, that's fine. You know, we'll deal with it. You know, we always got footage of back in the day with Glenn and everything. And we got the Grave stuff to listen to. So it's not bad, right? We've accepted it. We're like, it's fine. And behold, the day before Friday the 13th, which the Misfits did release an EP called Friday the 13th with the Jason Skull logo that's similar to mine, but mine's much nicer. I do have that patch though. But mine was like thought up way before that. Like we're talking like 3 to 4 years ago, when I came up with that for Underground Horror Radio. So it was about three. So anyway, right? So, you know, it's like the day before Friday the 13th. And I'm like, okay, I'm on Facebook. And so is Boots, who's been trolling the fuck out of people. And we see this flyer. And it says, you know, the reunion that would never happen or something. Like, I don't remember exactly what it said. But it would never happen. And it's Danzig, Doyle, and Jerry Only of the Misfits. I don't know who the drummer is, but there was, you know, Doyle on guitar, Jerry on bass, Glenn on vocals. And I'm like, nah, get the fuck out of here. Bullshit. Nice prank, you know, go fuck yourself. Because we were always talking shit. It was never going to happen. They always fought, and there was lawsuits and all kinds of bullshit. And, you know, so we were like, get the fuck out of here. You know, Boots especially is like, fuck off. It ain't going to happen. And then Doyle himself posted it. And then the Glenn Danzig page as well. And we were like, holy shit. Now, I know what you're thinking. Who gives a shit, right? You know, bands change all the time. And I agree. That's true. But I love the Misfits. I really do. I love horror punk because I'm a big horror movie fan anyway, hence why Underground Horror Radio here on Saturdays and Podunk. And, you know, it takes my love of punk rock and horror and puts them together. And, yeah, you know, there was the Cramps, too. But the Misfits really were the cult thing back in the day of it, the Fiend Club. And I was only only 1 year old when they broke up in 83. So everything I've had since then was records, which I have the you know, and CDs and MP3s and all that. And I got into the band, and I like it, you know, all different eras for different reasons. So, anyway. But it was like, it would never cross your mind that it would happen because it's like we accepted it so many years ago. And every time they thought, you know, Doyle would mention it, yeah, it'd be cool to have to get their shit together. They never did. And we knew that. So we just said, Danzig's doing his own thing. And, you know, Doyle's doing his own thing with the guy from Cancer Slug. And you know, it's fine. It is what it is. Nope. Fucking happened. They're getting together for Riot Fest, which is 2 days. Two different dates, Chicago and Denver, Colorado. And it's just like, what? And it's happening. They're headlining. And Social Distortion is going to be there, which I'm excited for that. That's fucking cool. I think they're doing the entire White Heat Trash album, so that's going to be cool. And I just saw him do last year, which was the total 1990s self-titled album, which we talked about. And Social Distortion is my all-time favorite band, but I do love the Misfits almost as much. In fact, we saw Social D in Charlotte on a Friday, and we raced back to West Palm Beach, Florida on Saturday to see the Misfits. Granted, it rained and it was muddy. I mean, the sound was muddy. No fault of John's. John did his best with the circumstances of the fucking, you know, August torrential downpour that we get in Florida. But I did get to see them back to back. So, but this is the original lineup. This is with Glenn. This is what all the Misfits fans are like, oh man, Glenn's the best. And it's true. Glenn, vocals are totally, it's the original sound, which I like a lot. Graves stuff I like too, but it was different. Everything was a little bit different. It was the 90s. It just sounded different. But Glenn, you know, so the fact that this is happening in my lifetime now, it's happening at all. And this is something that we never thought would happen. It's just fucking mind-blowing, and I'm very happy about that. Because, again, I love the band. If you don't like the band, that's cool. That's fine. I can see why. I mean, they did get, you know, Jerry kind of drove it to Kiss-level whorum with the merchandising. I agree, you know, and that's fine. But either way, it's still the original lineup of the Misfits. And, yeah, they're all, like, 50 now, but who gives a shit? Social Distortion, let me tell you something. Mike Ness and those guys are older, too. And I've seen that motherfucker play that guitar live and fucking rock. So I don't want to hear that shit. Oh, yeah, and Guns N' Roses might get back together, but fucking Guns N' Roses, fuck those guys. That's just never been my thing. Anyway, welcome back to Not For Air here on Podunk Radio. And, you know, last time I think I was on here, I was losing my fucking mind. Now, I did do Underground Horror Radio with Nicole, and I was a little bit better, but I was tired, you know. And I've had a lot of time to think. And I've been stressed out, and it's just work stuff. And then I realized that, you know, I don't have to worry about that now because I'm not doing that stupid job anymore. I realized that I'm tired of doing shit that I don't want to do. And I know it's part of life. You have to do jobs you don't like. You gotta have money. Well, no, I'm just gonna focus on this shit now. I've tried it that way, and every time I do, it doesn't work. So now we're gonna try it my way, where I'm just gonna focus on the radio, come hell or high water, and this is it. If I find a radio job, awesome, you know, I'll keep this going, even if they're like, you can't because it's conflict of interest, which it's really not, because this is free radio as well. This is for all the punk bands and all the punk fans out there and alternative, and for all the local bands out there trying to get out there. Now, I did play a local band, so I don't want to hear no, oh, you're playing the Misfits, fuck you. Yeah, I am, and I'm going to play other shit that I probably shouldn't play because of copyright or whatever fucking nonsense, you know, but it's punk rock, so fuck off, all right? We can't take anything from me. I don't fucking have anything, so good luck with that. You know, but I got some Church Girls coming up. They just dropped an EP two weeks ago. I interviewed them, like, I think last Monday, but me and my buddy Jeff went there, and we hung out. I'll tell you about it later. It was good. I just, I forgot a cord, cause I haven't done this in a while, really, and I have this portable setup now to go at places, like, that was their entire setup. And I built the room into a studio now, so I don't have to fucking leave the house to do radio, but I end up doing it anyway. So, anyway, it just, I forgot a cord, and I had to make do with what I had, and it was alright. Either way, whatever, fine. But yeah. Yeah, so, you know, playing local bands and supporting stuff. We got an event coming up at the end of the month, right around, I think, Memorial Day weekend as well. Vero Beach approved the skate park, so we're doing a fundraiser to have a skate park. I do think that is awesome because I do skateboard. In fact, I got a video that's not very good. I haven't put it out yet. I'm trying to make a video of a bunch of stuff for the podcast and other stuff I got going on here in the future. Now that I'm going to have time for that shit. See, that was the problem. The reason why last time you might have heard me, besides Underground Horror Radio with Nicole Vlachis, my wife, author, is because I was fucking out of my mind. I was depressed. I was talking about starting a band. I don't care and all this shit, which the band thing's cool, but I don't think I'm going to do it because I don't have any talent. Then again, a lot of bands don't. But I was just, like, fucking miserable. It was horrible. It was depressing. And then I started looking at the equipment. I didn't want to touch it. I didn't want to get on here. But I'm good now. I'm back. And so I'm excited for that. So anyway, yeah. So Misfits are getting back together. Fucking rad. Hopefully it'll go well and they will do other cool stuff. But you never know. So anyway, here is some Church Girls off their new EP. The link to buy their EP is on the website, podunkradio.com, which if you're listening to maybe from Loud, Fast, and Shitty or Punk Band Promotions by chance, jump onto the Podunk website itself. It's a flyer for the skating event coming up soon as well. And also, I'm working on the website slowly but surely. And I also got the Church Girls EP on there. It's $7. Buy it. Support the band if you like it. It's pretty good stuff. It's, you know, I like it for what it is, so it's not bad. It's definitely hard, so and fast. So if you like it, you know, buy it. Here we go. whoa, whoa, say it ain't so. Yeah, anyway. So that was Narwhals, yes, with Tongue Surfer. Not bad, not bad, yeah, yeah. And, of course, we had Church Girls, which are playing extremely soon. In fact, let's get to Facebook. Hopefully I won't argue with it today. Here, this fucking Saturday. No, I'm sorry, tomorrow, Friday. Ha ha. So, there are a couple events happening tomorrow, so this is what's going down. It's going to be Church Girls with Darukin, Pub Wreckers, what does it say? Kala, I gotta look at the picture, sorry. Calatrice, Pub Wreckers, Saurus, who we've had on the, Not For Air records before, compilation albums I put out, Church Girls and Darukin. So it's going to be awesome. It's 21 and over free at the Stamp in Vero Beach, which we're going to talk about here in a bit. Stamp is a very cool place. I've said it before. It's very small, but I dug it. And I was there with C. Spicoli not too long ago, but I was so fucking tired from my job. And it was just, I'm miserable. I was miserable. I couldn't hang out. Couldn't do podcast. I was just too fucking tired. Come home. I got the good thing about it is I got a PS4 out of it. Which was awesome, because now I got GTA Online for PS4, hanging out with my buddy Bart and Kyle and some of the other friends from the Caffeinated Podcast and other things. So, yeah, look me up on PSN Network. It's, of course, Not For Air McPatches, NFA McPatches. Of course, I'm not getting rid of that. The other choices, I could have made an account, and it could have been Podunk McPatches or just Podunk Radio, but I didn't. Anyway... So if you're into punk rock and bands and music, then that's what you should go to tomorrow. Go to Vero Beach if you're in the Treasure Coast area or up in Melbourne or wherever you're at, and go to the Stamp, go see these awesome bands, buy their merch. If, however, you are into horror movies and you like scary movies and cool shit like that, then what you need to go do tomorrow, and we'll be there, because I missed last month, it's going to be The Lost Boys. On the big screen, one night only, presented by, of course, Morbid Movies, Palm Beach County Grindhouse, and Movies of Lake Worth, which they're showing at. It's right at the Turnpike, Lake Worth exit, down in Lake Worth, a little south of Palm Beach. And it's awesome. I've never seen The Lost Boys on the big screen, so this will be really cool. It's one of my favorite movies. It is pretty fucking awesome. It's a great vampire movie, which I think led up to stuff like Buffy, not the movie, the TV show. And humor and stuff like that within horror, besides Fright Night. Fright Night was the other one that did that as well. And so with that, that's what we're doing tomorrow. Also, check out Morbid Movies. They have a TV live stream 24/7 looking for short films, original content, as well as they're playing all kinds of just old horror movies, streaming 24/7 online. So definitely check that out. Underground Horror Radio is going to do some video podcasts. I think we're going to work on some stuff with that and do more stuff with them. Again, you know, I couldn't before because I was always working, so that's when it dawned on me. I'm like, you know, I'm gone anyway because it happened anyhow, but it was a blessing because now it's like, okay, what do I really want to do? And I had this problem before where I'm like, I don't have any money and I'm bored at home and I don't want to work and I don't want to focus on the radio and I don't know what to eat. And, you know, my problem is me. So anyway, I had to work it out. But I think we're good now and I'm going to work on this and I'm still going to maybe apply for an actual radio job. Hey, look, if you want to help me out with this, because I'll work for a radio station nearby. That's fine. You know. Hell, I might improve the station. Not that it probably needs it, you know. But you want to keep this going. Maybe I'll put up a donate page. I'm thinking about doing a Patreon as well. You know, and all the videos I'm posting on YouTube and other sites. So definitely, you know, help out if you can. I'm not going to do a Kickstarter. But I think that the stuff I'm going to put out, plus shows like this, you know, if you want your business or maybe your magazine or whatever you got out there, I'll put it up on the Podunk site. I don't mind. You know, I got a flyer for the Stamp event that's coming up, the big skate event fundraiser for the, skate park. That's going to be a huge, huge day. In fact, let me pull it up right now. We got Spicoli, The Prescription, Church and State, Accidental Hero, Warm Like Winter, and more. It's brought to you by The Stamp, New Blood Skate Shop, Delilah's Italian Ice, Southern Eagle, Blue Cave, Dom's Bar, Deep Six, Cunningham's, Sacred Dagger Tattoo, BMX Skate Demo is going to be there, food and drinks. It's going to be awesome. And Podunk Radio will be there. It's 21 and over. You know, it has to be that way for this event, though. They can't have it, you know, full of kids. But it will help raise money for the skate park that they're trying to put in Vero, which is amazing. Again, I'm a big skateboarder. My friends are definitely big skateboarders. It's been a little bit. We did a little bit of skating about 2 weeks ago, and I filmed it. I got to edit that up. But there's nothing wrong with skating out in the street, but it's nice if we had another park as well. We have one in Fort Pierce. And for me, that's not bad because that's right here in St. Lucie County. But Vero doesn't have one, and I think it's good if they do get one. Vero is about 45 minutes north of me. It's a tiny town. It's Podunk, which is why we're doing more stuff up there now. Because I used to live there and I used to work there at the radio station up there. So this is a great event. Please come out. See these bands, support this event. It's going to be badass. And we're happy to help out with it, of course. And also, there's bands playing. Oh, I guess I might as well promote this, too. There's something going on Saturday. I might go. I don't know yet. I don't know what my weekend looks like. But let's see. Saturday. Where the fuck did it go? Saturday. Nope, not Flanagan's. That ain't it. Let's see. There is Ignite Wrestling happening as well. That's tomorrow. So if you're into wrestling, local wrestling, it's going to be a great event. Please check it out. It's off of Delaware Avenue in Fort Pierce. So go check that out. Let's see. No, I don't see the event. Let me try it this way. This is fucking... You know. After this tonight, by the way, there will be a new episode of Power Hour of Love. Here it is. Okay, so tomorrow... I'm sorry, Saturday over in Stewart at the Stillery. It's going to be Eternia, Down Coyote, Butch and the Fat Dubs, and Carol Stop Calling. $5 cover, bands playing. Go check it out. I'm not sure exactly what kind of stuff they're playing, but I may or may not go. But doesn't mean you shouldn't go. You should totally go. Again, my time is super busy. But if you got nothing going on, you might as well go hang out and do that, right? I mean, hell, why not? I don't see the problem with it. So anyway, all right, let's see. What do we got? You know what? I know what I'll do. I'm going to play some Church and State. Because I like those guys, and they're nice to me. Sipping through the wreckage of the past at the church train station behind the looking glass now. Those empty bottles all around. Gotta set fire to this place. Watch it burn. Burn right to the ground now. Go into the room. We'll be right back.
Jordan.
I will gouge out your eyeballs and skull fuck you!
Exclusively
on Not For Air Radio.
PodunkRadio.com.
That's not entirely true. Let's see, I was on... Well, I'm on Metal Zone here and there. So I'm in Metal Zone Radio. I'm on Death Rock Radio, which right now the owner is taking a sabbatical. Like I was, you know, working hard and stuff. I understand. But the station's still up and running. There's tons and tons and tons and tons of music on there. On demand. Just listen to the different shows and different mixes. It's all good. I had fun on there. I really did. But I was also getting tired too because I had that plus this plus Podunk. So I understand, you know, I'm a busy motherfucker too. But definitely DJ Rivethead is awesome. And Death Rock Radio is fucking awesome as well. Check out as well Metal Zone Radio up in Melbourne, Florida, not Australia. Unless there is one in Australia, that's cool too. So anyway, yeah, just so much stuff going on. So that's all the events that I know of right now. So will I be back next week? Probably. I might just do every other week again for a while. I don't want to overdo it, because I got other shows I'm going to work on too. The problem was I'm the guy that was like, "Oh my god, this isn't enough. I have to do another show now," or something would come up. So, Underground Horror Radio, I'm running Podunk, Not For Air Radio, Caffeinated's on hiatus right now until I get better equipment to travel with. But that's fine. We might do something. We're doing live videos too on Facebook, so look forward to that. But everything else, Cutthroat may or may not happen if we can get Scott and Ian together. If not, me and Ian might do something else. So look forward to that. The Alternative State is still happening. It's not that frequent though. It's on Mixcloud anyway, so check that out if you get a chance. I know the guys, at least one of the guys from Sick Boys Radio likes it, so that's cool. By the way, that was Pigpen. Pigpen is part of Loud, Fast, and Shitty, Obnoxious, and those guys over at, Loud, Fast, and Shitty, which is a great show here on Podunk Radio, and on their whole website. You know, they're fucking great over in Tampa. But, like I was doing the Homicidal Geek Show, I think that's kind of done for now. I just don't have time, and I haven't really talked to anybody about it, so. But, I just got a lot of stuff going on. And now I'm going to work on trying to get, more stuff going, but not overdo it. I think that was part of the problem. So I don't think we're going to do too much of that. And I was talking about retiring, Not For Air, but I don't think I'm going to do that either, because why? I've been at it for 6 years. Podunk's going to be going for 5, or is now going for 5, I think. And this is still the first year of me running it. It's been 5 months, almost 6. I'm getting more time for it now, but it's a great station. If you like punk rock and underground stuff, check it out. Not even so much for Not For Air, but check it out for like Loud, Fast, and Shitty, the Sick Boys, Brothers Grimm, all those guys. They're definitely awesome. And Best Tables in Hell, of course, I can't forget those guys. Just it's a fun station. Please check it out. Share it. I'm working on getting more music in the thing, or changing it up a little bit. I know it might be a little repetitive right now. I'm behind on a bunch of stuff. But definitely, definitely check it out and support stuff like that, And, cause I don't know if it's like this anywhere else, but here it's like you have this radio thing and like 5 people are like, "Oh yeah, hey, cool." And I'm like, "Yeah, cool." It's been like this for like 6 years. I got some very supportive people, but it's like, hey, I got this thing where we could do pretty much anything we want, and we're helping out, and, all right, well, that's fine. I just know that if you want anybody to support your shit on FM, you're going to have to pay them a lot of money. I'm here, like, throwing out shout-outs and playing bands, to do it. There's a reason why I didn't do anything for a month too, because I wanted to see how things were. And, I'm here just to be here. I don't actually have to be here. I got Podunk running. Podunk's great, by the way. It's running on its own, but, it's got plenty of great shows on here besides mine. I do this because I want to do it. So anyway, back to more music here in a few minutes. But yeah, Punk Radio's kick ass. And the Treasure Coast isn't bad. It's not a bad scene. It's just that it's kind of divided sometimes. It's like, you know, certain people promote this and nobody wants to go to it. Or it's just silly. I know they just had Sunday Fun Day with Autism Awareness again over at Terra Firmata. I heard it was great. I couldn't go because, again, I was working. And anyway, but that's great. I'm glad they had a great event because that's always good. And, you know, stuff like that. That's awesome. And like I said, we got this Vero Beach Skate Park fundraising coming up. That's awesome. And don't forget. I'm on PlayStation Network, NFA McPatches. So if you want to fight me in GTA, you be my guest. But I don't think you're going to do too well. I got a good crew on there. But also, check out BVI Records on Bandcamp. There's this whole album I got here, and that was Pigpen on the album, and a bunch of other great stuff. Check that out, please. It's good stuff. Anyway, we got a couple left. I'm out. Here's another one from BVI Records. Let's get ignorant. It's good stuff. Enjoy. Bye. See you all next week or week after. Anyway, punkradio.com. Check it out.
Oh yeah.
Speaking of not giving a fuck and not caring, enjoy one more Misfits song. Bye.
For Air, Underground Radio.